TV, radio, and internet are overloaded with propositions to get away and to move about the country. But none of them propose the excitement of moving about another country, and certainly none to explore and hunt in that country. Well, Crusade Channel fans, say hello to our friend JD and JD African Safaris. JD can custom tailor an African safari tour just for you, or you can take advantage of this amazing deal. 7 days hunting in the beautiful Eastern Cape of South Africa that includes trophy hunting for blesbok, impala, springbok, warthog, wildebeest, or zebra. Total cost for Crusade Channel listeners and their friends, $4,650. You can't get that deal anywhere. Includes guide, meals, skinning, drinks, lodging, airport pickup, and drop-off from Port Elizabeth. Does not include airfare or taxidermy or freight return of trophies. To reserve your JD African Safari today, call JD at 855-GET-KUDU. That's 855-438-5838. Or go to jdafricanhuntingsafaris.com. You can also see JD African Safaris page at veritasradionetwork.com. JD African Safaris.
The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe,
and your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on. On the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Folks, here's a headline for you. This just in. The candidate calls for Mrs. Clinton to shut the Clinton Global Initiative down. This after a succession of notable Republicans chastised Trump for not going after Mrs. Clinton. Now, folks, you just can't make this stuff up now, can you? What's going on out there?
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Well, I'll tell you, it's a Monday. Time to cure your case
Casa del Mundo.
In order to ensure the security and continuing stability, the Republic will be reorganized into the First Galactic Empire.
Okay, telephone number if you'd like to call the program, be on the show today. It's easy to do. Call 844-527-8723. 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address, same as it ever was, kingdude, K-I-N-G-D-U-D-E, at mikechurch.com. Official website for all things moi, online at mikechurch.com. Find today's pile of prep, freshly minted. We got brand new transcripts from the program, and if you'd like to play a round of golf with me on Thursday, September the 15th, or Friday, September the 16th, and help defeat pediatric brain cancer, well, you can do that. I'll be in Northern Virginia in the Fredericksburg area. Some of you have actually participated in this before. You can go make your bid online at mikechurch.com. It's in the Founders Trading Post, actually. But we have a post of it going up on the front page of the site at mikechurch.com, and we'll email you about it later on today. And if you just can't find it, then just send me a note. KingDude, K-I-N-G-D-U-D-E, at mikechurch.com. And I will be happy to send along the page where you can go make a bid to be in one of the foursomes. I think we actually have enough. And so many people that are going to play in this year's Ask Foundation tournament to benefit children who are suffering cancers, pediatric cancers, that they had to expand it to a two-day tournament. That is quite a that is quite an improvement over the amount of teams that showed up last year. So, great stuff happening in there in the Old Dominion, as they call it. Our website, mikechurch.com. Company site is at veritasradionetwork.com. And I was going to give the weather report before we got rolling here today, and I was just updating it. Let's see. So the weather's looking better. Today is August the 27th, Monday, August 27th. This is the 285th broadcasting day of the Crusade Channel. We currently have, oh, check this out, 2,673 Founders Past members, leaving us 327 short of our 2016 goals with 81 days to go. So that four member a day number is still holding. The average is still right there. So this is doable, and that's about how many of you stop being Bernie Sanders listeners and become Founders Past members. Folks, if we don't meet these modest goals, we cannot continue delivering Crusade Channel quality original programming to you in the manner in which you currently receive it. So please consider joining us today by signing up for a Founders Pass paid membership at VeritasRadioNetwork.com or by calling 866-483-3833. Now, to the Louisiana floods and to the aftermath of the Louisiana floods, do you know where Mrs. Clinton was this weekend? Let me see. Was she, oh, I don't know, serving ham sandwiches or spooning out jambalaya to flood survivors who now have their houses, are finally free from standing water? Of course, you know, you might have to get a squeegee out, squeegee some of the water out. Is that where, no, she was hobnobbing it With the patrician partisans, the same ones that have no problem. You know, just how ironic is this? My fellow citizens in Southeast Louisiana here in the Baton Rouge, the Rouge Beton, the Red Stick area, have survived the 1,000-year flood. Now, what comes with a flood? And this is something that most people just do not comprehend. And if they do, they don't talk about it. And what comes along with the flood is all the debris. Because, you know, the water picks up everything it's on. Everything it's on the ground gets rolled right along with all the water. So if there's any garbage, any trash, if there's standing oils or toxins or anything that are on the ground, it's going to get picked up with the water. And, of course, that water then gets carried into the neighborhoods, and it becomes part of part of what is inside people's houses. And you really won't know what that is like until after the water goes down. And then when the water goes down, you have a couple of days to get the water-soaked stuff out of your house. And if you don't get it out, then mildew will set in, and then you have all sorts of problems then. Now, what is truly amazing, while Mrs. Clinton was hanging out with George Clooney and Leonardo DiCaprio, is that those that were assisted last week by the Cajun Navy had already gutted most of the drywall that was waterlogged out of their houses. That is not an easy or small task. You know, you'd have to go and find some kind of I hesitate to say that this could not be done with sheetrock cutting knives or just a utility knife, that you'd almost have to have either a battery operated or an electrical generator so you could run some kind of a skill saw, a circular saw, so you could set it at a depth, you know, pop a line and then cut a line at 4 feet high off the ground or whatever, and then start pulling the stuff off the wall. But this is no small feat. I talked to a woman on Friday. I volunteered to go and take some of our Barbacoa Brotherhood. It's a new name for the deaf chefs. Well, we're still the deaf chefs, but we're now operating under the more cancer-friendly award name of the Barbacoa Brotherhoods. I offered to go bring some of the... The only reason I'm telling the story, because if I would have done it, then I wouldn't say anything unless I met someone. But I offered to go and prepare meals up to 500 for a neighborhood that I know. One of our listeners, Miss Becky Roberts, informed me that this entire neighborhood was underwater, all of it. And I learned after the fact that there were about 250 homes in this neighborhood, and in the one next door, there's about 300 homes. So, Miss Becky, help me get in touch with the folks, some of the people that live there, and I learned that only two days after the water had receded from this neighborhood, almost all of the houses had already been gutted. In other words, they'd gotten all the waterlogged cabinets, the sheetrock, the drywall, the clothes, everything that could have been wet, saturated, etc., had already been moved and was out on the curb. That is no small task. Now, while this was going on, just to draw this this distinction here, there is a growing chasm between you and I, the peasantry, the hoi polloi, and our exalted elite mystic rulers. I mean, there is a true detachment here. And anyone that doesn't think that there is a true detachment here only has to look at this particular epoch in American history here. Now, I'd like to know, where are all the Twitter hashtaggers that pour their hearts out whenever they learn that someone has been afflicted or kidnapped, or some African school children have been afflicted or kidnapped by ISIS? You know, we're all over the place making threats, promising to help with assistance, etc., etc. Nowhere to be found. Where's P. Diddy at? Where's all the other ones that are out there that were animated about these other events when you have one right here in America? Here's what Mrs. Clinton was doing. According to the Clinton... Wait a minute. Back the tape up. According to HCNN, that's Hillary CNN. Now, this is from CNN. What do Cher, Leonardo DiCaprio, Magic Johnson, and Jimmy Buffett all have in common? They're with her. Mrs. Clinton and Tim Kaine buoyed by rising poll numbers. And, of course, we all know that the election is today. So whatever the poll number says today, that's the way it's going to go down in November, even though no vote will be cast for 78 days. Today is the election, and if Mrs. Clinton is ahead in a poll, well, then it's over. Now we know who the next president's going to be. Who is going to be the office or hold the office of the presidency? Mrs. Clinton and Tim Kaine, buoyed by rising poll numbers and a sputtering Donald Trump campaign, are using August to raise tens of millions of dollars in cash before the fall sprint. Clinton will embark on a 3-day, 8 fundraiser trip to California next week. By the way, Mrs. Clinton has raised, as of today, $278 million. Now, if there's anyone that is out there right now that is not being fed or is not eating all that they need to remain healthy, is starving, in other words, or whatever, how much does the $278 million go towards that? You see, folks, if we really were a Christian nation, if we really were a people that were kind and caring and actually had our priorities correct and the order of things correct, we would instantly and immediately see the arrogance and the pride of these vanglorious quadrennial elections here. $278 million. Now, if an office is worth raising $278 million to obtain, that would imply to me that there must be something worth the $278 million. And it must be something that has a worth to the people that donated the money. What other conclusion could you possibly arrive at? And we're only in August. By the time this whole shebang is done, Hillary will probably have raised over $500 million. We'll all be on the hook then for presidential matching campaign funds. That'll bring the total to $1 billion. $1 billion to try and obtain an elected office. Something is very rotten in Denmark, folks, and it ain't the cheese. $1 billion. Now, if you can't put that into perspective, or if you think that, well, Mike, that's just the point. That's just the cost for entry. That's just the way things are. We love America. And just because it costs money to win elections, and then that's just you and your silly friends who don't like it because you're not getting the money. My point is that a union of states... You should laugh when you say that. Union of States are going. that our collected misery, organized allegedly under this Union of States, that when it cost $1 billion, that's the entry point in running for the presidency. Therefore, that makes the office of the presidency worth at least $1 billion. I'd say it's worth a factor of $16 trillion, actually, because the $4 trillion all-you-can-eat paid for by me and your labor and us and our kids' labor is actually a $16 trillion buffet because you get 4 years. On the short end, you get 4 years at the table. That's 16, but by my count, that's $16 trillion. Something is very wrong here. Now listen to this. On Monday, August 22nd, that's today, Clinton will headline a top-dollar fundraiser at the Beverly Hills home of Cheryl and Haim Saban, the billionaire owner of Univision and one of Clinton's wealthiest backers. Now, Mark Creslin spent most of his show today talking about the FCC and his net neutrality. Greg Carpenter called in and added, our very own Greg Carpenter, I should say, and added that it's not just net neutrality in the FCC you got to worry about. You got to worry about this ICANN thing right now. And if you own a website, you know who ICANN is, because you'll get notices from ICANN demanding, even if you go to GoDaddy. GoDaddy will say, you've got to update your ICANN. Your ICANN profile. These people want info, and they want your info, and they want my info. And they have the force of law behind them. What does that mean? That means when I go to log into GoDaddy to go update one of the domains that I own, like MikeChurch.com or VeritasRadioNetwork.com, many times I'm not allowed, I can't just go and update it because my ICANN report is not filled out correctly. You need to go and correct. And they're always asking for more. So these people at ICANN, they know who the big players are. They know who the little players are. Now, I just read to you Creslin's point today. And I'm going to try to flesh this out a little bit more. Creslin's point today here was that there is a that the next president, the next occupant of the presidency will get to a point during their four-year term. I looked all these up. All five FCC commissioners will, their terms will expire during the presidency, whoever it is that is elected in November. I still say it's going to be Trump, 48 states to two. It's a long time to go. There are other, quote, shoes that are going to drop. And Mrs. Clinton's alleged favor with the hoi polloi out there is going to is going to evaporate. You cannot continue the diabolical spree that Mrs. Clinton had and not ultimately have to pay. And boy, howdy, is she going to pay. Having said that, the next president will get to all five of the commissioners on the FCC. All of their terms are going to expire. They are appointed and then confirmed by the Senate for five-year terms. So keep that in mind, five-year terms. And all five of them, their terms will expire during the term of the next president. Now, I just told you that Mrs. Clinton went to the big hoop-de-doo, is going today to a big hoop-de-doo fundraiser at the home of Cheryl and Haim Saban. Let me repeat this to you. The billionaire owner of Univision and one of Clinton's wealthiest backers. What's Univision? It is big, giant media. That's what it is, part of the media industrial complex. We already know that the rest of the media industrial complex is in the tank. They're with her, so to speak. That's why it's HCNN and not CNN. So if you're going, if one of your biggest backers is major media, and we are now warning you and telling you that the FCC, that all five of those seats on the Federal Communications Commission, and by the way, folks, that's not a reflection of me endorsing or saying that, well, I think you oppose the FCC. Well, I am. I don't think it should exist. but I don't get to make that choice. No, my vote doesn't count. Yes, I've tried to vote for people and encourage them. Why don't you just end the FCC, dude? Congressman Scalise, why don't you guys in the Republican caucus actually do something productive and start shuttering some of these destructive ABC federal agencies, especially one like the FCC that should not exist? How does the First Amendment go? Congress shall make no law respecting what? Establishment of religion. What else? Curtailing the freedom of speech, right? Or of the press. Well, if you're in media, if you're the Veritas Radio Network, are you the press? I'd say we are. Is it speech? I'd say it is. What does the FCC do? Congress creates it, and it makes laws doing what? About freedom of speech. Shouldn't exist. So what's going on here? Well, major media, the media industrial complex, or as Trump calls it, the media's donor complex, media sponsored donor complex. I say media industrial complex. is going to back Mrs. Clinton. Why? Why would they do such a thing? Well, for one thing, she gets to appoint commissioners to the FCC. Now, what is it when you buy access to the political class, what is it that you're doing it for? Is it because you do it for your health? You just like the sound of seeing your name on an invitation? Going to this big hoop-de-doo party? Where do you hear the rest of them that she's going to? Or is it because if you can get a seat at the table where people like me and the Veritas Radio Network are carved up and are then served to the dogs that are hanging out underneath the table, then that's what you do. In other words, why compete with people like me when you can just buy a seat at the FCC or buy a seat through Mrs. Clinton to the FCC or to whoever it is that they have to be in bed with ICANN through the FCC and then just make rules and laws that eliminate people like me or make it so expensive for people like us to be able to actually get our broadcast our signals out that basically we can't compete? And that's exactly what's going on here, and that's exactly what is going to go on here. Clinton and her aide will then head down the street to another fundraiser at the Beverly Hills home of Hall of Fame basketball player and businessman Magic Johnson. That event, and what does Johnson own? Movie theaters. That event, which according to Clinton donors in California is expected to raise millions of dollars, will also be hosted by Willow Bay and Bob Iger, the CEO of the Walt Disney Company. Again, what does Walt Disney dabble in? It dabbles in what? What does it do? What does it produce for the most part? Media. How does it broadcast it? Via broadband. How does everybody broadcast today? Broadband. I'm not breaking any news here, am I? So Willow Bay and Bob Iger, the CEO of the Walt Disney Company, and Marilyn and Jeffrey Katzenberg, the CEO of DreamWorks Animation. In other words, all of those button pushers in the media industrial complex are with her. Maybe this whole appointment of FCC commissioner thing is starting to matter now. The next day, Clinton will headline two events in Laguna Beach, including a $33,400 per person event hosted by Stephen Klubeck. You know, folks, the fact that people have $33,400 just laying around to go buy a ticket to go have dinner with someone, anyone, that's just another symptom of our out of control and our out of ordered society. We're in the final days here, folks. You can see the death throes of this gilded, perverted age are right in front of us. 844-527-8723. Later in the day, I'm still on the Hillary story. Later in the day, according to invites obtained by CNN, Clinton will headline a fundraiser at the home of Leonardo DiCaprio. And then you know what, DiCaprio. Scooter Braun, the agent that discovered Justin Bieber and Tobey Maguire, the actor known for his roles in the Spider-Man series, will also host a star-studded event. Now, I found this on the blog of Rod Dreher at the American Conservative Magazine. Sounds like fun for those celebrities and rich people flooding the Democrat Party nominees' coffers with campaign cash. Meanwhile, here in flood-ravaged Louisiana, preliminary estimates claim that as many as 110,000 people lost their homes, suffering nearly $21 billion in losses. So Mrs. Clinton cavorting with the media industrial complex, the rich, powerful, and the wealthy, while Obama's continuing his vacation in Martha's Vineyard and playing golf. 844-527-8723. Now wait a minute. Why does all that matter? Here, listen to this. This is the Baton Rouge Advocate newspaper. Here. Friday last. Our views. Louisiana deserves more from Obama, not a sequel to Bush's neglect. Now, I thought all these Hollywood types cared about people. You know, whenever there's a shooting of some black teenager, they all show up. Whenever there's some alleged racial injustice, they all show up. Whenever some woman is allegedly banging her head against this thing called a glass ceiling, they all show up. Yelling, screaming, hollering, righteous indignation about the unfairness of it all, about how the racist, white, rich, the rich, white, racist class is conspiring against all these people, which sounds to me like Mrs. Clinton is meeting with the rich, white, racist class. Doesn't it? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. After Hurricane Betsy, this is the editorial board of the Baton Rouge Advocate newspaper. After Hurricane Betsy ravaged Louisiana in 1965, President Lyndon Baines Johnson flew to Nolens to comfort the victims. Standing in one evacuee shelter darkened by an electrical outage, LBJ shined a flashlight into his face so that his fellow Americans could see the leader of the free world who had come to bring them hope. Speaking into a megaphone, he offered encouragement to residents who had lost everything. "My name is Lyndon Baines Johnson," he told his weary listeners. "I am your president, and I am here to make sure you have the help you need." Now that the floodwaters ravaging Louisiana are receding, it's time for President Barack Obama to visit the most anguished state in the Union. Last week, as torrential rains brought death, destruction, and misery to Louisiana, the president continued his vacation at Martha's Vineyard, a playground for the posh and well-connected. We've seen this story before in Louisiana, and we don't deserve a sequel. In 2005, a flyover by a vacationing President George W. Bush became a symbol of official neglect for the victims of Hurricane Katrina. The current president was among those making political hay out of Bush's aloofness. Now, Lyndon Baines Johnson knew that presidents can powerfully demonstrate what they stand for by where they stand. In standing shoulder to shoulder with citizens who had borne the brunt of a terrible storm, he let them know that in their misery they were not alone. Johnson's megaphone moment is a case study in how presidents should answer the anguish of national tragedies. And it's a lesson that leaders ignore at their peril. But folks, you got to understand, these people that we're talking about here, our elite, exalted, mystic rulers, they don't share anything in common with you or me. You can't afford to write a $33,000. Most of you listening right now are not plunking down $33,400. And if you have a plus one, going to this fancy schmancy dinner for Mrs. Clinton to go sit down and hobnob with Hillary and all the other rich, white, elitist snobs. You probably can't afford a $33.40 dinner. And this is the level of the disconnect here. To you, to go out and let's say it's a big night on the town, it's an anniversary or something. How many of you, without grave concern and forth thinking about it in advance, would plan to go and spend on yourself? Let's just say it's an anniversary, so let's time this times two, $660 on one dinner. Or even if you're going to go hang out with some decent friends of yours, or good friends of yours, or family members, or whatever, wouldn't it cause you some great? Wouldn't that be great cause for concern? You would either have to have saved up for it, or you'd have to have a little baggie of coupons or something. But I doubt most of us would go and just flippantly spend $660. And that's, again, I'm taking the $33,000 per plate dinner and lessing that by a factor of what, 10? Or no, 100, by a factor of 100. Just to draw the distinction here between the hoi polloi and our exalted, mystic, ruling masters. Now, if you don't think we live in an oligarchy where there is this class here and then there's everyone else, then tell me where we are living. Now, this is not to say that I wish for you or for me to have the $33,000 to throw away on a dinner. The point is that the unequal distribution of the spoils of all this alleged economic success that we have is perverted. It's perverted. No king in the alleged divine, evil, tyrannical divine right of kings could ever get away with having this kind of an obscene and, I'd say, pridefully displayed advantage over the subjects. No king. You know, it's amazing. I'm reading the story right now from Butler's Lives of the Saints about St. King Louis the Ninth. And King Louis the Ninth would have bristled at even the suggestion that he should do this. It probably would have dispatched whoever it was that even made the suggestion. This is a man, King Louis the Ninth, that left his he left France and went on a 6-year long. So he was gone for 6 years. His wife, the queen, died while he was gone. A 6-year long campaign against the Mohammedans. He didn't send an army to go combat the Mohammedans. He led an army to go combat the Mohammedans. Back to the Baton Rouge Advocate. And their editorial here today. Johnson knew that presidents can powerfully demonstrate what they stand for by where they stand. And standing shoulder to shoulder with citizens who had borne the brunt of a terrible storm, he let them know that in their misery they were not alone. Johnson's megaphone moment is a case study in how a president should answer the anguish of national tragedies. Alas, there has been no megaphone moment for President Obama. But don't worry, he's coming tomorrow. And in his response to the catastrophe plaguing South Louisiana this week, in the wake of a storm that displaced thousands and flooded huge swaths of the region, Obama continued his vacation. Vacation or not, writes the Baton Rouge Advocate. This is the largest newspaper in the state, by the way. A hurting Louisiana needs you now, President Obama. Now that the floodwaters are receding, it's time for Obama to make his appearance. To his credit, the president did declare a disaster, blah, 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 blah. And Obama was right to do so. But like Johnson, Obama should recognize that leadership involves symbolism as well as substance. In times of profound need, people need to see their president up close. A president's presence can underscore the urgency of relief efforts, goading a sluggish federal bureaucracy into action. And who is it that go now? Now this is, you want to talk about a great irony? Well, Mrs. Clinton and President Obama are hobnobbing it with the rich and lifestyle of the rich and famous. And while Mrs. Clinton is paratrooping or parachuting into any place that will have her so she can campaign against the candidate, what is it that she demonizes him as being? A selfish, pampered, egomaniacal rich guy who does not really care for the hoi polloi, doesn't care for regular people, he doesn't care for you, doesn't care for anyone. He only cares about himself. Is the narrative that we get out of Mrs. Clinton's campaign. But yet, who is it that demonstrates and continues to demonstrate the exact opposite? It certainly isn't Hillary. How does she get away with it? How? 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. 844-5-CRUSADE. Email me directly. My email address, kingdude@mikechurch.com. And our website's at mikechurch.com. Follow us on the Twitter, @TheKingDude. And on the Facebook, Mike Church Show fan page. Continuing. Presidents don't always get these things right. President George W. Bush's reluctance to leave his Texas ranch after Katrina is well known. But another instructive precedent was Calvin Coolidge's low profile after the Great Flood of 1927 submerged a large part of Louisiana. Silent Cal so nicknamed for his reticence, should have showed up quickly back then and spoken louder. Now back to Dreher. Obama golfs with celebrities, Hillary parties with them, and then takes their cash. And yet Trump is the bad guy. Dreher, who's no fan of Trump, sees this contradiction here. Wait a minute. We are defying reality. What is truth, folks? Truth is conformity of the mind to reality, right? What is the reality here? There is someone that's rich, arrogant, and has gotten ill-gotten gains through the work of others through gaming the system and being a criminal. And it's not, by all indications, the candidate. Instead, it's Mrs. Clinton. And yet, it doesn't seem to matter or register. Now, I think that it does matter. And I also think that it is registering. But you see, the arrogance, the prideful arrogance of Mrs. Clinton prevents anyone in that campaign, because they're insulated, anyone in that campaign from actually seeing this and from actually being affected by it until it's too late. Now listen to this. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump on Monday called for the Clinton Foundation to be shut down even before a potential Hillary Clinton pedantry. The foundation announced last week that it would stop accepting foreign and corporate donations should Clinton become president. But some have called for the global charity to go further and disband entirely. What they were doing during crooked Hillary's time as Secretary of State was wrong then, and it's wrong now. It must be shut down immediately, Trump said in the statement. But Mrs. Clinton is indefectible. It doesn't matter what she does. Laws do not apply to this woman. They don't apply to these people. This really is just perverted, folks. I mean, if you were to wake up and try and design a system or try and do something, try to arrange a system that was by definition rigged so that only certain individuals could gain access to the wealth and riches, while it was advertised that everyone could gain access to them, this is what you would do. It is now clear that the Clinton Foundation is the most corrupt enterprise in political history, he added. Trump called into Fox and Friends on Monday morning, also called for the foundation to return money from foreign countries with poor human rights records. That money should be given back. They should not take the money, he said. Trump refused to say whether or not they will actually return funds, but said the foundation should be shut down regardless. These are very greedy people. These are people that have skirted the law for a long time. Exactly. The Boston Globe called for the foundation to be shut down if Clinton becomes president, something echoed by former Governor Ed Rendell, a Democrat of Pennsylvania and a Clinton ally. And, folks, you know the rest of this story. But none of this seems to matter. Again, why? Because it's Hillary. Why? Because the order, we've got the order incorrect. There is no authority higher than America's civil religion that applies in any of these cases. And that's the fact, Jack. And look. If you're looking for a cause celebre, it ain't the Tea Party. It's none of all the conservative movement or any event. If you're looking for a cause celebre, form your own independent party. Make it your goal and your case and your cause, just like they did in Great Britain and just like our ancestor did, to leave this rigged, corrupt system. Establish a new one on your own, in your own name, and get the order correct. Going to be better off with smaller entities anyways, but getting the order correct is, it's an imperative now. It's an imperative. All right, 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Take a time out here, and we'll come right back on a case of the Monday's Monday. It's a Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be.